Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, continuing on the topic of the Marculis, the Mercury idol that was used at the crossroads, the three stone formation. Zokta Mishnah. Matza Bereisha Mois Ksus Eikelim. If you find on top of the heap of stones in the shape of the Mercury formation, you find money, clothing, or kelim, vessels. The Gemara explains these were not, or it's apparent from the way they were put on it, they were not put for decorative purposes. They were put there sort of as a placeholder. Somebody had a place to put them, and here's a heap of stones. They happened to put them on the stones. Hare elu matarim. So then these things are mutar, because we know only things that are used to decorate the Avodah Zarah are aser, but things that are not used to decorate the Avodah Zarah are mutar. So since these things are clear that they were put there not for decorative purposes, they are mutar. Parkile anavim, clusters of grapes that were hung over the Mercury formation. Vatares shel shibalim, or sheaves of stalks. The yenais, wine, shmanim, oil, uslasais, or fine flour. V'chol davar shekayotze boi karev agabe mizbeach, or anything of a similar nature that we are makriv in our Beis HaMikdash as a carbon. Usser, if these things are found on the Mercury formation, then they're usser. And the reason is that we assume that the Avodah Zarah sacrifice as part of their worship services things similar to the way we bring our karbanos. So since these are things that we bring for karbanos in our Beis HaMikdash, if we find similar things on their Avodah Zarahs, we could assume that they use them as part of an offering to their idol, and therefore they would be aser. Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel. Avodah Zarah shayla gina oy merchatz. What if you have a place of idolatry, a place of Avodah Zarah, and connected to it is a garden or a bathhouse? So the question is, can you have hana from the garden or the bathhouse? Nen in mehen shalei b'tayva. So the Mishnah says you are allowed to have benefit, and there's a shayla of what it means b'tayva. One pshat is you can't pay them a fee. The idea would be if you pay them a fee and it goes for the benefit of the priests of the Avodah Zarah, then you're giving benefit to the Avodah Zarah itself, and therefore that's aser. But if you don't pay them a fee, then that's mutter. Others say b'tayva means if you actually give them thanks. If you thank them, again, you shouldn't be thanking Avodah Zarah. But if you don't give them any thanks, then it's okay. V'einenen mehem b'tayva. But you can't have a na, again, either if you're paying them a fee or if you are acknowledging the priests by thanking them. Now, hayish shalah v'shalachem. What if the garden or the bathhouse was a partnership between the Avodah Zarah, the priests, and some other third party as a commercial matter? So we learned previously that only things are solely for the benefit of the Avodah Zarah. The Chachamim made the Isser that it's Aser. However, if it's mixed in with some other things, like in this case, it's both for the priests and for the benefit of a third party, in that case, Nenin Mehen Bein B'Tayva Obein Shalai B'Tayva. In that case, it's Mutter Tavana, whether there is Tayva or there isn't Tayva. And again, either means that either you pay a fee, so even though part of the fee is going to the benefit of the priest, but since it's also going to the benefit of the partner, that's going to be mutter. And clearly, if you don't pay a fee, that's going to be obviously mutter. The Rambam happens to learn that when he learns taiva, it means giving this acknowledgement to the priest, and therefore he's learning that only in the case where there's partnerships, in that case, you could give acknowledgement even if you also have to acknowledge the priests. But if you have to pay a fee, according to the Rambam, it's always usher, even if it's in the form of a partnership.